This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a big bet on solar energy that might be about to go sour. Homeowners in Nevada who put panels on their roofs and just like that created themselves many little power plants up there. Now the big power company in that state is pushing back. It's part of Berkshire Hathaway, which is Warren Buffett's empire. Regulators in the Silver State are set to make a big decision that could slow solar in its tracks. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Nevada regulators face several plans to change how solar panel owners are billed and credited. NV Energy, the big utility, wants to impose a new monthly fee for having solar.
Their proposal would eliminate all savings for solar customers.
Brian Miller is with Sun Run, a solar installation company that likes the system as it is.
That's the definition of eliminating the industry. So this debate's about one word, competition.
Electric companies in other states are also trying to impose new fees. Green groups say the Nevada fee could jack up bills by $70. It's called a demand charge,
which is too complicated to explain, and anybody could read the 1,000-page filing and still not understand how much they would pay under this Byzantine set of charges and fees.
NV Energy side? Well, the company's Kevin Garrity says if you own solar today, you get so many credits that you hardly pay anything to the electric company, which still runs the grid that you use when there's no sun.
At any one time, if a cloud goes by or your system fails, NV Energy's service to your home will assure that your lights don't dim, they don't flicker, and that demand charge represents just how much that you are depending on the grid for your energy choices at your home.
Is this about quashing competition? A power industry paper calls rooftop solar a disruptive challenge. Larry Riley is a former utility executive.
Well, I think utilities have been not stellar examples of players in competitive businesses.
He says power companies are making less money as solar grows. So one solution, charge every customer a lot more for simply connecting to the grid.
The analog there is the way cable TV is built. You pay a fixed amount to have cable TV, and if you never turn the TV on at all, you're still going to pay that charge per month.
Just last week, Nevada hit a state solar energy cap. Regulators can't lift that cap, but they can allow new customers at new rates. Still, all this uncertainty has led one big solar company to abandon sunny Nevada. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.